Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw my first commercial on anti-Semitism. Yeah, it said, stop Jewish hate, blah, blah, blah. And literally, 10 seconds in, it goes, but we also got to stop Muslim hate. And we've also got to stop black hate, hate against blacks. You know, it covered every group except, anybody want to guess? White folks. Yeah, you white folks are on your own. People are free to hate you. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with some of you. Yeah, the abject racism, the complete leaving out of white folks. And what it reminds me of is, think of it as Jewish lives matter, but then so do all lives matter. And in this particular case, it's okay. Because see, the anti-Semitism of, well, look, we want to tell people stop hating on the Jews. We started this anti-Semitism, but we're going to run a campaign to stop it. Oh, but by the way, don't hate the Muslims either. Don't hate the blacks. Don't hate the LGBT. But it's okay to hate whites. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. See, I run under a different philosophy. I don't want to hate anybody. I realize that there are some Muslim extremists that are making Muslims look bad. I don't believe all of them feel that way. But here's what I do believe. The ones who are passive, who won't say anything, they would allow the radicals to do what they do. Because they have a layer of protection. They're Muslim. They practice Islam. So if the cake hits the fan, so what? They've been living that life anyway. But it would be a complete, I mean, think about how devastating it would be for us to live under Sharia law, having lived in freedom. And why somebody wants to take that away. My religion is better than your religion. You will succumb. What are you talking about? Live and let live. Leave me alone. You go do what you want to do. And just because you don't like my way, it's like the Amish. They don't like the way we live. They got their little compounds. We see their buggies, but nobody cares. Leave us alone. We'll leave you alone. That's not what Islam is about. So they can't even run an anti-Semitism commercial without running something else. Remember when they ran the Stop Asian Hate? Oh, by the way, that was on this one too. Stop Muslim hate, stop black hate, stop Asian hate. Those are the three I remember. But it didn't say anything about white folks. And I would ask you, how crazy are white folks? When people come into Sweden or Norway or whatever the white country is, Canada, name it. Are the white people like, ooh, we don't get them? I mean, the white people are, I mean, I'm not speaking on your behalf. I'm only 21% white. Got to look at my ancestry again. But whatever percentage I am, I'm still not speaking for you white folks except to tell you I wouldn't take it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I would not take it. You're not going to make me into some pariah. Everywhere white people are is where people want to go. If it were me, I would be like, okay, listen, I'm just going to put it out there for you, all you brown folks. They're not coming from Central America to go to Mexico. They're not going from whatever location in Europe and stopping, you know, to come wherever they, I mean, I'm not going to give you a geography lesson here because I'd flunk it. But the point is, they're not going to Africa. They're not going to any country in Africa to immigrate. And this includes even South Africa for the most part. They're coming to Europe. They're going to Scandinavia. They're coming to Canada. They're coming to America. They will bypass Mexico. I mean, they got to go through it to get to us. And they're not, I'm going to tell you this. They're not coming over here to assimilate with black and brown people. I know that sounds racist, but I can say it. They're not. They're coming over here to be part of America. And America is represented by the best of everybody. I don't care whether you're black, you're brown, you're Asian, you name it. The best of us is what they're coming over to get. They're not coming over here to be thugs. They're not coming over here to be part of the Mexican cartels or the Asian Yakuza or, you know, whatever. They're coming over here to be part of America for opportunity. And they don't care about color. But they're not stopping in countries that are brown and black. There's no immigration influx, a border rush to get into Afghanistan. I just heard they're letting people out of Gaza. All those the American and various other nationalities are escaping into Egypt. You think anybody's going, you know what? Nah, it's cool. I'm going to hang out here for a little bit. Those people are so happy to get out of there, they can't believe it. They're like, please, get me out. You know how many of those brown feet people in Gaza want out? Would love to come to America. And by the way, they'd love to come here not to be radicals, but for the opportunity that's being squandered by most of these other folks. People complaining. Anyway, I got off track because I wanted to talk about anti-Semitism. A 21-year-old Cornell University junior got charged for making online threats to Jewish students. Said he threatened to shoot up a campus building. In another post, he said he would stab or slit the throat of Jewish men, rape or throw off a cliff Jewish women. And let me tell you, this bothers me because, by the way, he said whoever he encounters on campus, so he could face 5 years in jail. He said he wanted to behead Jewish babies. He said he would bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot everybody. You know what I'm really happy for? They actually took this guy seriously. Christopher Wray is warning us about this. We'll get into it in the next segment. The anti-Semitism that has been allowed to run rampant in this country and around the world is sacrilegious. Nobody should be standing for this. There is no culture we should stand for this for. Nobody. And I will tell you, I see these radical Islamists. I still say, you got to stand up for people as human beings first. I'm not looking at their religion. I stand up for them as human beings first. The same way my buddy Marcus Luttrell, when he was, if you ever seen Lone Survivor, when he got was in a camp and he got rescued by these Pashtuns or whatever, I don't know what they call them. But they have a law that says, if you make it to us, we protect you. Isn't that the human thing to do? I can tell you this, as black people, we have lived by a credo like that. We have. My old school black relatives would tell you in a minute, they wouldn't care if you were white, and they hated white people. If you needed food, you needed shelter, they would help you. That's the humanitarian spirit that also, I believe, is part of the American spirit. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit more about anti-Semitism, then we're going to go into these crooked Bidens, the most crooked family in the country.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can't stand the disingenuous nature of leftism that will accept hate openly, commit it openly, and then act like they're the,
oh, we are so tolerant, we love everybody.
No, you know, you hate Christians, you hate conservatives, you hate Republicans, you hate Jews, you hate white people. Go around a group of conservatives and watch them. Watch them in any circumstance. I've been around them my entire life. And you know what you find? Loving, accepting people. They may not agree with you or your lifestyle. They will tell you. They'll say, you know what? It isn't for me. The gay lifestyle is not for me. Or the vegan lifestyle isn't for me, or this. But to each his own. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. That is the way we are. That we don't care. And look, I'm not telling you it's a broad stroke. I know there are people that are, you know, do harbor different things. They'll talk about the vegans or they'll talk about the LGBT or whatever. But as much disdain as they may have for the lifestyle or whatever, for the most part, the conservative side of the line is hate the sin, love the sinner. I've seen it. I've witnessed it with my, and in fact, I have enough evidence of it that I know that's the case, overwhelmingly. Now, you're never going to get me to agree with the gay lifestyle. You're not. It's weird to me. But that's okay. I don't care if a person decides to be gay. I don't get it. My mind doesn't get it. And that's that. But do what you want to do. It's between you and God, you and yourself, you, however you feel comfortable living. And will there be discomfort for me? Yeah. When I see two guys kiss, it's weird to me. It is. And I'll go as far as to tell you, when my kids were younger, I wanted to protect them from seeing that. I didn't want them seeing that as the norm. Because I don't believe it is. But I don't care if you do it. You know, and if you want to raise your kids to see it, fine. I don't care. But I'm going to raise my kids my way. Oh, Kevin, you're being homophobic. No, I'm not. I'm protecting my kids from what I believe is not something that I want them to aspire to. Now, if it turned out one of them happened to be gay, no problem. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to get back on this anti-Semitic stuff. A Las Vegas man threatened to kill a Jewish U.S. senator to, quote, finish what Hitler started. I go back to this hatred that the left have. Let me tell you what the left hate. I'll tell you what they hate about the Jews. I'll tell you what people hate about the Jews in general, in my opinion. They hate that there is a group of people who can be so cohesive and who espouse all the virtues that you want yourself and your family and the people around you to have. The Jewish people stick together. They fellowship together. They have their own brand of religion, you know, I mean, Judaism. They, for the most part, respect the homeland, which is Israel. And I'm not speaking for a lot of the secular Jews, but I'm saying even some of the secular Jews are starting to get it. They're going, whoa, you know what? These conservatives got it right. They were condoning this anti-Semitism. They overlook it. Well, we have Hollywood, so we don't care. We have entertainment industry, so we don't have to care. Until they start having to care. That's why I tell people all the time, when the left finally has to confront its demons, when it hits them personally, that's when they have the biggest epiphanies and the catharsis. And they need it. But I want to go back to why they hate it. They're hated because they stick together. I don't know how the Jews do this, but they will literally get to, it's almost like they're all interconnected through some, you know, vein system. And they say, you know what, we need to get degrees in finance and economics. And we need to focus on the Ivy Leagues and understanding how money works. And they do it. They're no better at it than anybody else. They just studied it. So they get degrees in finance and economics, and they say, you know what, this is how the world works. Let's start, and I'm using this word in a good way, let's start manipulating the system. They figured out that entertainment was the way that you can actually change the way people view things, and they got into entertainment. Well, what cracks me up is this. They may be the best financial minds in the world. They got a lot of tech. I told you guys, go Google how many PhDs, not PhDs, how many Nobel laureates who are Jewish. It's overwhelmingly high compared to their population. Go Google patents held by Jews versus, or patents held by Israel versus other countries. Mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. But what the Jews can't do, they don't know how to market themselves. Let's say this. What if I said to you, and I don't know this to be true, but what if I said to you, half of the medicines that have been invented by Jews. So if you've got arthritis or diabetes or whatever, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, what if I told you that these medicines and these technological breakthroughs that allow for us to do MRIs and things like that, half of that stuff was done by Jews. If you believe that, which, by the way, they have a lot of those types of patents, why wouldn't we be celebrating them? Why is it that the people that have contributed, you know, on paper the most to society per capita than any other group is so hated? And I've said this to them, and I'm saying it to you. And here's what I will tell you. If you, and I said this the other day, ask the average person, what do you think about the Jews? Oh, well, I think that they're very miserly and they're kind of tight and they're tight-knit group and, you know, they tend to only focus on themselves. And okay, so what's wrong with any of that? Black people talked about doing it, bringing financial security, and, you know, keeping the money internal to blacks and building up a black coalition of, you know, la, la, la. You know, I don't have any. If anybody wanted to do that, say, to make their culture stronger, I'd have no problem with that. But the Jews did it. So what do you not like about it? And by the way, is that a bad stereotype that they focus on things, they make it happen, and they're close-knit? Because last time I checked, Jews don't have any problem hanging out with other people. I have lots of Jewish friends. There's that statement that everybody hates. I've got lots of Jewish friends. I've got a couple of them. No, I got lots of them. And you know what I do? I admire them. I think it's amazing. I think we can learn from each other. But the Jews could learn something about how do you market Judaism? When it is delivering so much to mankind, what is it? But instead we have Representative Andre Carson threatening a Jewish member for speaking out after he attacked the Democratic Rep. Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey over support for Israel. How do we allow this anti-Semitism, this hate, to go on when the Jews have delivered so much to the world? That's why I'm challenging you. Ask people, what do you hate about them? What has a Jew done to hurt you? Please. I'll wait. And the short answer is absolutely nothing. It's just taught. People have learned it. They hear it. It's repeated. So they do it. How pathetic is that?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I talked the other day about it doesn't bode well for Joe Biden. Statistically, as a sitting president with his poll numbers where they are, and they're just not good. He's being primaried. Robert Kennedy, Dean Phillips, soon to be more. I predict at least 10 by the end of the year. And we're coming up close to it, and so we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But you got to be ready to launch come January. So I'll put it to you this way. If it doesn't happen by the end of the year, it'll be within the first 2 weeks of January, because people have to be gearing up for campaigns, getting ready to fundraise, the rumors circulating. And the rumors are out there. Gavin Newsom talked about them himself. Now, he's going to come in, and that'll be the deal breaker for everybody. But he said, you know, we hear all the rumblings. You know, we hear it at the parties. He was doing an interview with Cuomo. We've played the clip before. But he's letting the cat out of the bag. Anyway, going back to this, there's a history lesson in all of this that I gave that talked about all Republican and Democrat, five of them, who were primaried and what happened to them. Harry Truman and LBJ ended up dropping out of the race, and Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, and one other, I can't remember who, Gerald Ford, I think, all ended up losing. That's what happens with the one-termers when you have the poll numbers. And by the way, these people outside of Carter didn't have anywhere near as bad a record as Joe Biden. So we covered that. By the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to say it again, the Kevin Jackson Network. Why am I telling you that? So you can jot it down and go visit at some point and see everything that we do. And the number is 844-551-8255. Give us a call. Get involved in any small way you want. We're happy to have you. And if you do nothing more, just go download the show, however you're getting it. I don't know. You know what? I'd be curious. Are you getting the show on iHeart, Spotify? How are you getting it? But however you're getting it, I'd like you to forward it to one person. That's it. See what they think. So I gave you the way that Biden can't win, what the future holds, based on the other presidents who were in his situation from that perspective, based on his poll numbers, etc. But there was an op-ed for The Spectator where this guy, Niall Ferguson, and I've referenced Niall a few times because he's a bright guy. And he argued that a second Trump act is not just possible, it's fast becoming my base case. He's saying Donald Trump is going to get elected. And let me ask you this. If you feel like And I don't know when this happened, but certainly what it did it for me was when Israel, when Hamas attacked Israel. I said to myself, okay, one thing to be waging this proxy war in Ukraine. That's one thing. It's another now to have Israel attacked when Donald Trump had the Muslims and the Israelis sitting down together talking about peace. Now you have a real dichotomy. You have a real difference, and you can't ignore it, and it won't be ignored. And what happened was people felt less safe. I want to play this clip. We didn't play it. I was going to play it the other day, and I ended up not doing it. But I want to play this clip. Christopher Wray. Well, actually, I think I did mention I was going to play it today. But I did want to play it last week. Here's Christopher Wray talking about what's happening and can we feel safe.
We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration, the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. And we've seen an increase in attacks on U.S. military bases overseas carried out by militia groups backed by Iran. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
Holy cow, man. And he hasn't seen that much inspiration to attack us since ISIS launched the caliphate. Past few weeks, calls for attacks against Americans and the West increased dramatically. Al-Qaeda, most specifically, wants to attack us, and he hasn't seen that anything from them, you ready for the timeline, in the last 5 years. You want to know why? Trump shut them down. As you think about everything that he just said, ask yourself, was any of that being talked about under Donald Trump? Last 2 years of Trump's candidacy or administration. Hezbollah is threatening to attack the U.S. right now and has been attacking U.S. overseas interests. But here's what's worse. Here in America, where Comey said years ago, there's a Muslim, what do they call it, training camp, I guess. Radical Muslims, Islamic training camps in every state in America. The FBI knows this. And now we've got this escalation of everything going on. Violent extremists, Christopher Wray says, violent extremists right in our midst. And here's what I find most disturbing. Watch the videos of these Muslim kids that are going to college. They will tell you publicly, they yell out, you see them in everyday life, you think it's no big deal. They're just assimilating, they're doing their thing. These people, when you put a microphone in front of them and a camera, they happily tell you, when the time comes, we were ready to kill the Jews. We are ready. They deserve to die. And they're just going on and on about how you need to go. They need to be killed. And you're going, what? This is a 20-year-old girl. Yeah, it's a 21-year-old guy that's living amongst, you would think, is assimilating into America, looking at the cross-culture, the diversity, equity, and inclusion that we've created in this country, and that leftists claim, you know, to put a stakeholder in, and look at where we are. Let an incident like that happen, and boom, it blows up. And let me tell you, this is exactly what I predicted in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. I said the confluence of Muslim meeting black and figuring out how to no justice, no peace, the Muslim deal, and you're in trouble. It's a powder keg. Add to it the anti-Semitism that has been allowed to run rampant in this country, and you have an explosion that's ready to go. Violent extremists. That's Christopher Wray talking about this. I know I'm talking about bad news for the Democrats, but this is part of it. Neil Ferguson is talking about how Trump is now become the baseline for getting back into office. And he dismisses the idea that Trump's legal issues are going to hurt him because criminal cases against leading political figures often do not hinder their political success. And in fact, he observed that they're already backfiring because of the perception that Democrats are abusing the legal system for political purposes. 91 indictments against President Trump. How many against Joe Biden? I asked this question the other day. How many LLCs does the Trump organization have that you can't follow the money? How many suspicious activity reports has Donald Trump had over his career as a business person? I can give you the number for the Bidens, 155 and counting. Trump has been looked at in every possible way. What about Joe Biden? Joe Biden won't give you his latest taxes, the taxes on his LLCs. They intentionally obscured what they were doing with crooked LLCs. They make questionable loans to each other. What are they hiding? And why aren't the Democrats at just listen? We need to know, where's this money coming from? How's he doing this? How'd he buy a $2.7 million house? The Democrats are abusing the system. When we come back, I want to finish talking about this article written by Neil Ferguson that explains how Donald Trump is the front runner, cannot be beaten in a fair election, just like he in 2020, and makes it really difficult for the Democrats because they can't cheat like they did before.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm talking about an article written by Neil Ferguson. Very astute guy, historian. I think it was in The Spectator. And he's very insightful about what's going on. And it's a little different take than what I talked about the other day about the primaries and the historical aspect. And I'm giving you two perspectives on why Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States again and get his rightful second term. And what everybody's wanting, I mean, there's all these wishful thinkers and there's these people that want you to believe that nobody's going to vote for Trump. So Trump gets, I don't know, I heard the number was 16 million, anywhere from 11 to 16 million more people that voted for him in 2020 than in 2016. But they tell you he's less popular. He's unpopular. I remember when he got elected, they said he is the most unpopular president ever elected. I didn't believe it at the time. But let's say that it was. He added somewhere between 11 to 16 million votes. They say got 75 million votes more than any sitting president, almost 6 million more votes than baby black Jesus did in his prime, and he loses an election to a brain-dead moron who supposedly got 6 million more votes than Trump. I don't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't get 11 or, you know, whatever number, million more votes than Barack Obama. It just doesn't happen. But I want to I'm not going to dwell on the past. We know Trump got cheated. But here's what he says. As for the primaries, Ferguson notes that Republican candidates that have an early lead in the polls, as Trump does, typically end up the nominee. Early front runners have won Republican primaries in 6 out of 8 competitive races since 1972, when the modern system of primaries was introduced. He notes the two exceptions were McCain in 2008 and Trump himself in 2016. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I like to explain things to you, encourage you to go look this stuff up, but I also want to, I don't want to say give you hope, because I always tell people hope is not a strategy, but I want you to have the right information so that you're not out there feeling like, oh man, I don't know if we got a shot. Yeah, we have a shot. We have more than a shot. If there's anybody that should be feeling bad, it's Democrats. He said if Donald Trump maintains his current average polling numbers throughout the first half of 2023, but fails to become the Republican Party's choice for the presidential nomination, he would become the highest polling candidate ever to be unsuccessful in securing the nomination. So the odds are clearly in his favor. So this article had to be written prior to these latest Trump polls, because the guy doesn't even know that you can tell he's talking about the first half of 2023. We're in the second half, and Trump's even stronger. But then he goes on, and he gets into the general election. As for the general election, Democrats assume that Trump can't beat Biden. And that's probably the only reason why they're tolerating nominating a vegetable for president, particularly in light of the results of the 2022 midterms. Of course, while Joe Biden likes to take credit for that, the abortion issue was much more of a significant factor than Joe Biden. Now, I tried to address the abortion issue, get people to finance a project that would get the Republicans and the conservative movement, it would get the abortion issue off of our backs. And you know what people prefer to do? Waste money on primaries and other candidates who have no shot. Waste money on organizations that don't have a clue of how to move the needle. That's what they prefer to do. We'll see if we can kick that project off. But as I talked to Melissa about a lot of things going on, I told her, I'm not taking on the burden of saving the Republic anymore. We invested a fortune, more than I should have, more than was financially smart to do, because I believed in this movement. And I'm going to tell you, I'm tainted. And I'm not tainted in the outcome. And I'm going to work my butt off, but we're going to focus. We're focusing on a nonprofit. We're focusing on the things that we can control. I had a group of guys that, oh, Kevin, we need to do this, do that, and other with one of my other properties. I'm like, I'm not jumping through hoops for you. I'm not. I've given it my all and then some. And if this movement has to reward the people working hard and who are dedicated to it, who are not out there, look, I could profiteer. I know how to do it. But I'm not going to. I'm gonna believe in a loving, living God that will make things happen when I need it. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm not happy with the way that it goes. I'm not. I want it to be a lot easier. But God reminds me, it wasn't meant to be easy. So I get up every day. I feel like a cheetah. I get up every day. You better go out there and hunt. You got to hunt for a meal. But you have a purpose. And we figured it out. I know what my purpose is. I'm going to do the best I can to live up to it. But I got to tell you, we got work to do as a movement. And part of it is what we're talking about here. Donald Trump obviously should be our guy. Anyway, he goes on. He says, the big problem for Joe Biden is his popularity. His approval ratings have been underwater since the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and he's even less popular now than Trump was at this point in his first term. And again, I remind you, this was written months ago. It's worse for Biden than it was when this was written. He says, another factor going against Biden is the likelihood of a recession, which tends to end the political hopes of a sitting president or his party. Well, we're there. Biden, we're not, he's selling Bidenflation. He's selling Bidenomics like he's essentially giving you dog turd cookies. And you're going, wait a minute, these aren't Girl Scout. No, they're better. These are better. These are Biden dog turd cookies. But they don't smell good. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You eat them. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll wait on the Girl Scouts. He says, if you think the economy isn't going to be an issue in 2024, I've got a whip inflation now badge to show you, Ferguson says. Look at the Gallup poll on satisfaction with the way things are going in the U.S. That's currently at the 1980 level, half of what it was 4 years ago before the pandemic. Gallup's economic confidence index is deeply in negative territory, the opposite of where it was under Trump, and this is before any recession. They're in deep trouble. He says the lessons of history is clear. The Republican frontrunner usually wins the nomination, and a post-recession incumbent usually loses the presidential election. And the only thing that stops it, he's not saying this, I'm saying this. The only thing that stops it is cheating. And that is the elephant that is in the room. Color it whatever you want, because we can see it. The emperor has no clothes. They can't beat us without cheating. And the question is, how are they going to try? What are they going to do? Are they going to let us win the House and the Senate as well as the presidency? As you think about the news cycle, I want you to understand this. They don't want Trump. They don't want these investigations to continue into Joe Biden and the Democrats. What do you think they're planning? How can you thwart that? When you hear a Republican speak about something, don't impeach Joe Biden, don't do this. Forget about the news cycle of it. Ask yourself why. Why is this not happening when it's obvious? I've just given you, in two different sessions I've told you, broadcast, I've told you there is no way Joe Biden can win. None. I know this in a fair election. I'm 100% certain Joe Biden can't win. Well, if somebody doesn't want Trump, they don't want, because DeSantis isn't going to win the primary. Nikki Haley, you know what you're hearing right now? Nikki Haley's surging. I heard she passed DeSantis and that she's the one that the money's starting to go to. Nikki Haley can't beat Trump. Neither one of them. At this point, Trump is a guy, so they got to get rid of him. That's the only solution they have. Shoehorn in somebody else is just waiting there. And hope and pray that, you know, we switch and decide we're going to support whoever's there. But you should be asking yourself, what if the goal isn't to support the guy that's got every indicator, that I've already given you 2 days of it, that he's the guy, he should win, and they're not letting him. They're still fighting against him. You got to start asking yourself a set of very different questions. And that's what I've been trying to do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.